Mr. Graham, thanks for joining us today. What led you to research the Sandhill Crane?
Sandhill cranes originally got involved when I was a district wildlife manager up in Steamboat Springs. In 1973, the Colorado Division of Wildlife listed the greater sandhill crane as an endangered species in Colorado. The population was listed because it was felt the nesting population was pretty small and there really wasn't too much information regarding cranes.
Where will people find the sandhill crane throughout Colorado?
Most of the nesting population is in the Steamboat Springs, Hayden area. There are a few over in Grand County on the other side of Rabbit Ears Pass, and also in Jackson County, kind of on the west side of North Park, and then also into Craig. And in the recent 10 years or so, the population is kind of expanding. The nesting population is kind of expanding down into the Meeker area.
As a retired wildlife biologist, what attracts you to this particular bird?
A lot of people don't realize that Colorado has nesting sandhill cranes, and they're kind of a iconic species. A lot of people hold them in really high regard, and there's lots of reasons for that. There's 15 crane species throughout the world. All the cranes have a certain mystique about them. The Japanese and the Chinese feel that there's certain religious significance to them. In some places, they feel that cranes, there's a mystique about them that they live for 1,000 years. If you fold 1,000 origami cranes, a miracle will happen if you're sick. A lot of people do that. And so there's just a general mystique about sandhill cranes. The birds fly in great numbers, especially during migration, and people hear them high in the clouds. A lot of times, you can't even see them. You can hear them, but you can't see them. So the birds are just an iconic species that really generates a lot of interest in people.
Mr. Graham, you'll be presenting some of the latest research findings on the sandhill cranes at Naturalist Nights in the Roaring Fork Valley this week, Wednesday in Carbondale at the 3rd Street Center, and Thursday at the Aspen Center for Environmental Studies. What can attendees to Naturalist Nights expect to learn from you?
Well, I'm going to talk about quite a few slides on a PowerPoint presentation. Fair amount of information on the life history, the biology, certain biological characteristics of sandhill cranes, and how they interact in Colorado's high country environment.